That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, News Molly, what's up, dear?
Yes. So there's been an arrest made in the January 7th murder of 40-year-old Seth Hansen. A man was brought into custody yesterday and arrested, charged with second-degree murder for using a vehicle to murder Seth Hansen outside the Speedy Mart near 138th and Maple. Hansen died from injuries suffered when he was hit by the truck.
So people, the police have not released a motive or any connection, or if the two had knew each other. This guy obviously, lived within a mile of the Speedy Mart.
Okay.
So we're not detectives, but we do play them on the radio.
Yes, we do.
So you think this is probably in proximity a gas station that you would use?
Yeah.
That you...
Right there.
And is it a road rage moment? Is the guy drunk? The poor guy working at the Speedy Mart is taking the trash out late at night. Does he maybe gesture like, slow down?
Something.
And
something
this guy happened. Runs him over. I mean, think of the moxie in this guy. He still drove the vehicle, which is now a murder weapon.
To work every day, yeah. And that's how they caught up to him, is all the, people calling that Crime Stoppers and all that stuff. So.
Well, if it was a case of, let's say, overserved, I wonder if you have that moment where it's like you don't even you don't necessarily remember.
That's
maybe
the
that
plot
was
in a
why,
bad movie. Isn't that but there's like movie plots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the guy wakes up the next day and there's a thing on the news that there's a hit and run, and he goes out in his garage and there's a dent. That was like a Ben Affleck movie.
Something like that. Controversy over the death penalty in Nebraska is coming back to the unicameral. State Senator Ernie Chambers has once again pushing to abolish the death penalty from the state. In November, more than 60% of Nebraska voters decided to reinstate the measure after the unicameral voted and overrode a veto by the governor back in 2015.
So my question would be, Ernie, why doesn't the 60% of Nebraska voters, why doesn't their wishes count?
Yeah.
Why are you pushing back?
Change.
I mean, we voted on it.
I guess he feels strongly about the moral issue of it. I mean, it's his right to bring it back up if his constituency that elected him is calling on it. I mean, whether or not anybody follows his lead to be determined.
No one's going to get the death penalty anyway. I mean, if it's on the books, it's never used.
Nebraska would no longer recognize Columbus Day as an official state holiday. There was a bill introduced yesterday down at the unicameral to create Standing Bear and Indigenous Leaders Day. It would be in honor of the legendary Ponca chief, and it would take the place of what is now Columbus Day. It would a new state holiday that would be recognized on the second Monday in October each year. Standing Bear became the first Native American to be recognized as a person in a landmark 1879 court case.
Oh. I'm curious what Native American holidays we do honor.
I don't think there
I
are
don't
any.
Know. Yeah, I don't think there are any either.
I mean, we have like created days. I mean, these aren't necessarily Indigenous people or Native American, but like just general, like, hey, Arbor Day, you know, where it's the celebration of agriculture or whatever. But yeah, I don't know if we have like an Indigenous Peoples Day. The Creighton Blue Jays are going to be heading forward without one of their star players. Guard Maurice Watson Jr. was announced that he did indeed tear his ACL in Monday's win over Xavier. He is out for the rest of the season. The 7th-ranked Blue Jays are going to be hosting Marquette this Saturday. But if you're looking for a little basketball action sooner than that, Nebraska welcomes Ohio State to the Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight.
Or you could go to Baxter Arena and watch UNO play Denver.
They're playing tonight?
I believe so, yeah. Why can't you support the Mavs?
I didn't know that they were playing.
You're just looking past them. That's what it is. Cover the sports page. One of the controversial things that they're wondering about this poor Watson kid who led the country in Division I assists, almost 9 assists per game. There's talk that when he was hurt, you watched the game, that they're saying when he was initially, the knee was tweaked, that
he went
back
in.
He was saying, I'm okay.
Yes.
I can still play. And so that's now the scuttlebutt that people are Monday morning quarterbacking, where it's fair enough to be like, geez, did he bang it up more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he talk the trainer into letting him go back in, and did he bang it up more? Was it really initially a strain that became a rip? Because you remember, as of yesterday, they were saying no structural damage. They didn't see the tear until the MRI.
Yeah, so now he's out for the season.
So maybe he has a really strong pain threshold, right?
Could be. But I mean, you're all fired up. I mean, you're in the game, and, you know, injury is, you know, unless it's...
Did you ever hurt your knee playing German football?
No, It's the same damn football. It's just in Germany.
In the 80s.
Now I heard my growing. Is that what that's called?
Groin.
Yeah, groin. That hurt. I hurt that bad.
Those are supposed to be awful groin tears.
Oh, it was the worst thing I've ever experienced pain wise in my life. I was on crutches for like 2 weeks. It hurt for the next 2 years.
It's probably the closest party of what women go through after having childbirth.
Is it really? I was
asking probably not even close to the real pain they feel, but you know, when women have to get a C-section.
Okay.
You know, don't you feel it every time you try and move? You try and get out of bed. You use that area.
You walk, everything. That was the worst injury I've ever had. And then I was beachcombing and I hurt my, meniscus? I hurt my meniscus and that was all right in comparison.
How old were you when you pulled your groin?
I was, I was probably 17 years old.
I wonder if 17-year-old Mike was laughing at old man Mike.
Beachcomber.
Knocked down by a wave.
Yeah.
I mean, 17-year-old Mike needed to be knocked down by a giant German football player.
Yeah.
But thought he was playing soccer.
Now 40-year-old guy gets hit by a wave. I mean, I look like a hot dog rolling around in the wave. I was just rolling around.
Sounds delicious.
It's like a Chris Isaac video.
Now I'm hungry. H.W. Bush is in the hospital. The office for the 92-year-old former president says in a statement that Bush was taken to a Houston hospital Saturday with shortness of breath. He's responding well to treatment and expected to be released soon. President Obama is commuting the sentence of an Army analyst who leaked classified information to WikiLeaks. Chelsea Manning, given a 35-year sentence at Fort Leavenworth for leaking information. Well, yesterday, the president commuted her sentence. She will be released in May. Manning's communication was one of 209 that the White House announced yesterday. President Obama is also pardoning 64 people. Now, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange hasn't yet indicated if he will follow through on a promise to return to the U.S. He tweeted last week that if he would agree to be extradited to the U.S., if the president granted clemency to Chelsea Manning.
I'll bet he doesn't.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah,
he's saying what? Because it wasn't a full clemency, right?
It probably is what he'll run with.
The language.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it can be argued that to commute a sentence is a form of clemency.
Yeah,
I mean, it depends on who is arguing the point. We can go round and round, but the deal is that Julian Assange will probably find a way to not do it. Now, Edward Snowden is going to stay in Russia for now. The Russian Foreign Ministry said on Facebook that Snowden's stay has been extended, quote, another couple of years. That former U.S. intelligence contractor leaked classified information about the NSA's domestic spying program to reporters for the Washington Post and The Guardian.
Who pays his bills? Is it still WikiLeaks? WikiLeaks is what got Snowden to Russia.
Okay.
Is Putin like... Call room service. I got this.
I don't know.
No, it's good. It's fine. And the Congressional Budget Office says that 18 million Americans will lose health care coverage if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. It's a new estimate that came out yesterday. It says health insurance premiums will jump about 25% in the first year after the repeal. The House Minority Leader said that the CBO report shows that the plan to repeal Obamacare will be, quote, a nightmare for the American people.
But the premiums are going to go up 50% in Nebraska.
Yeah.
As is.
To afford that.
So, I mean, it's going to be awkward. They're going to try and what? Swap them out. But there'll be this weird...
It's a weird transition.
Middle ground and getting a better bill in.
Have they proposed... I haven't seen the new...
I don't know yet.
They're trying to save the whole pre-existing condition, which most Americans agree on. Yeah, but you got to figure out how to pay for this stuff. I hope they can swap out some kind of replacement bill that keeps people or gets them back on a program.
Yes.
And then we slowly try and build some kind of Frankenstein bill. Remember when Clinton tried to get a health care bill in, when they tried to do it the right way, you couldn't get it passed. It gets shot down. The insurance lobbies and the medical industry shoot it down. Obama's lesson was, you got to jam it through.
Mm-hmm.
You got to jam it through. And that's what they did. And it's an ugly bill. If American people want it, if we agree that we're all willing to pay more for health care so we can help out people who can't afford it, fine. But we've got to get the right bill eventually, right? Don't we want a good bill?
Well, I thought the whole point, yeah. I mean, I'm fine with finding a better bill, but yeah. My point is that I wouldn't want people to lose their coverage just because people want to get this, you know, this flawed bill out of there without a replacement. Like, let's get a replacement and swap them out. Let's do that. But they don't have a replacement yet. I'm worried about that.
I mean, I heard that is the plan.
Molly's boyfriend, Rand Paul's got a bill. Molly's always crone about his hair.
Such good hair. So we'll see. I was going to say, hopefully, that's the big thing. So it's always the fault of millennials whenever anybody talks about social media, selfies, tweeting, all that stuff. But finally, there is a study that doesn't point the finger at that precious generation. Gen X, actually, is
the group that
spends the most time on social media. They're saying almost 7 hours a week. That made up of people ages 35 to 49. Millennials, for their part, spend just over 6 hours on social media. So,
aren't we the parents of millennials? Aren't Gen X the parents of millennials?
Yep. For the most part, I believe so. What are the ages of millennials again?
Millennials are 35 to 4.
That's X's.
Millennials are 18 to 34. So I don't know how you'd be the parent if, because they're the generation right behind us.
I know, but I've always thought that the parameters have always been too big. Like, look how big Gen X is.
It is. I am there.
It's like, I could really actually consider this next wave of millennials. Or is there even something after millennials?
Isn't it I'm trying to remember the name of it. I heard it the other day on the news, and I was like, is that what we're calling it?
They'll be the kids that are in all the movies that are sci-fi now. Like, all the books, Molly, that you read.
The young adult sci-fi, like the dystopian world.
These will be the kids that will live the dystopian nightmare that will have to compete in a world that is all games. Like what? Hunger Games?
Uh-huh.
What's the stupid one that are like Scorched Trials? They're all over cable now.
They're saying that 96, born 96 and later are referred to as the Generation Z or the iGen. iGen.
So
those generations.
It's all like Generation X. Yeah. There's Generation
Maze
Y.
Runner. They've made a ton of those Maze Runner movies.
I know.
But according to that breakdown, because I'm looking at this like on Google, according to that, millennials were born 1977 to 1995. Yeah. That seems like really late.
Yes.
I don't.
Baby boomers go all the way up to 1964. You're like, for real?
I know. Get some new categories, people.
We need to
sub-genres.
Yes. This is a little broad, a little far-reaching.
We've got young kids that work in the building. And you can see the difference between the late 20-year-olds and the 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I'm sure somebody could have broke it down with us, too. There is an age difference. Is it generational or is it just age? We should be sympathetic to millennials because Gen X, we got ripped on. People said we were lazy.
We're doing that now to the millennials.
Well, doesn't
in a lot
everybody
of ways.
Crap on the generation behind him? We always say they're so lazy. Because we're jealous because they're pretty and young.
They're pretty and young. The older you get, the more you know. I mean, talk about know it all generation. I mean, we all are just a bunch of know it alls. And, you know, so we beat down the younger ones like ours did to us.
Such access to information.
Yeah. Lucky. I mean, they were talking about, I guess, what was the age? 96. Wait,
96 to like, I know. I'm like, I don't know about that. That seems a little late.
Okay.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, it's going to be about 49 degrees. Get out your grill. It's kind of nice. We're going to have a nice little warm-up. It's just, it's not normal. So the question is, what do you do with it? We got today and tomorrow that's going to be 49, and the rest of this week's going to look pretty decent as well. So I guess a little thought from 3 days of cold. Get out the grill and relax a little. Or maybe do what Jeff does. Go camping. I don't know how you do that. I have some friends that are doing that now in the mountains, and I just have to laugh. I'm like, geez, man, you guys are committed.
Well, as long as you got 100%. A fire.
Yeah.
We call it winter camping, so it's been too cold. It's a sweet spot of not being too cold. But it is fun, you know, when you have to make the fire. But, you know, that fire eventually goes out.
Yeah,
and then it gets cold.
So you wake up at like 4 in the morning, and you're trying to sleep, but it's fun.
Well, it's perfect.
I want to make one of those deals where, did you ever see that? What was that outdoor mountain man movie years ago with, God, who was the original Brad Pitt? Molly, help me out.
The original Brad Pitt?
Anyway, the guy makes a fire. There's a fire you can make where after when you're done burning the fire, you dig a hole.
Okay.
And you push all the embers
coals in there, and then you
into the ground, and then you cover it in dirt, and you lay your sleeping bag down on that, and you sleep on top of it.
Oh, that's really smart.
It's keeping it warm, that's for sure.
That's really clever.
I've never done that
my
before.
My fear would be catching on fire.
Yeah, what
right.
It, like,
it can be too
through.
Hot. Well, what's the famous, it's the famous Mountain Man movie. He does one of those fires, and then in the middle of the night, he wakes up, and he's like on fire. It
okay.
Got too hot.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
That would be really spooky.
If a man running through a forest on fire.
There's so many things that
is that
drop.
Jeff? Do you see a lot of people out there doing this stuff, like winter camping when you go out to a... Or, I mean,
or
it's
are
a
you alone,
no,
I mean, deal.
Yeah, I mean, you're not like on a regular campground. You just hike into a spot where you want to go. So, no. I mean, ideally.
Yeah. I guess I'm afraid of the cold for the most part. Just,
oh, I hate
you know,
it.
Yeah, the cold is what
not
stops
me. Not if you have a fire. Not
if you have
I mean,
a fire.
Don't you enjoy making a fire? I mean, the best part is standing by the fire. You like the Revenant.
Yeah.
I don't like being out.
Outside.
I don't like nature that much. I mean, I like nature, but I like, you know, like, oh my gosh, here we are at this really gorgeous, beautiful cabin. Like, it's totally kick butt. Did you see that Sub-Zero fridge? Oh my God. And that 20 burner deal. And then like, oh my God, look at that view. I think there's a bear over there. Let's go back inside to the wine fridge. That's my idea of like nature.
That's camping.
That's camping. I've gone, I've spent my, yeah, I spent a good portion of my youth really camping, like digging a latrine camping. And I think it just like completely.
Yeah, but that's in the summer when it's hot and you got bugs. I mean, you got to take that bug element out of it.
Yeah, because when you get the bug element out, then, yeah, because there's, I mean, there really is nothing worse than sleeping in the hot, the super hot, sweaty summer in a tent.
Can't sleep.
There really isn't. But when you're in the colder, it's different.
I mean, you could do that in your backyard. What's fun about cold is that you've got to build a fire. So there's this kind of cool pressure that your main thing is get a fire going, and then you got to find firewood.
Yeah.
I mean, you're you know, battling to find anything around you to burn.
To stay
you know, that's
warm,
dry.
Of course.
And then once you got a good fire going, then you're building your, you know, whatever shelter you're going to throw up the tent or whatever. And then it's the rest of it is just sitting there eating food.
I know, which is awesome.
Just cooking all night, cooking and drinking.
Yeah.
Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah.
I always look at him as the original Brad Pitt, don't you think?
Yeah, well, they were in that movie together, and it was sort of like a meeting of like characters.
Yeah. I mean, Robert Redford's, I mean, he's way back in the day, so I guess he could kind of would be the original.
He's got a Mountain Man movie. I'm sure you've seen it.
Probably. He made a million movies.
Digging latrines, huh, Molly?
Oh, it was bad.
I wonder if your dad is disappointed that you don't enjoy the outdoors, because that's what you did as a child.
Yeah, no, I do enjoy it, but that's the thing. I do enjoy the
Jeremiah
outdoors.
Johnson. You guys ever seen Jeremiah Johnson?
Oh, that was a long time ago with Jeremiah Johnson. So
it's the original Mountain Man movie. It's the original Revenant.
Well, today will be good. Tonight will be good. Tomorrow, same deal, all the way into the weekend. So, yeah, we got a little reprieve from all the cold, so that's good.
This is a Big Party Morning Show. Channel
94.1.
It appears that Jerry Seinfeld and Netflix are teaming up to bring us lots of yummy, good comedy. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is going to the streaming service. It's going to be starting later this year. 24 new episodes are going to be hitting Netflix later in 2017, and then talks of an additional 24 new episodes in 2018.
But you get to go back and watch all the classics.
Yes.
Okay. Like when he had Louis C.K. is one of the best ones. He's had all the cast of Seinfeld on, like a one-on-one with George. And so those are always fun, because if you're a super fan of Seinfeld, it's like going to the source. Them sitting in a coffee shop
so
with
cool.
Elaine. I still got to call them by their real name, their character
Elaine
names.
And
George.
George.
Kramer's really funny. But just the exchanges with comics is that they're not doing bits. It's the people
they're
in their own
talking,
skin.
Right?
So like Chris Rock is a really good one. I mean, genuine moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jerry's got really nice cars. And they get pulled over because Jerry's like, well, let's see what I can do. After lunch, he opens it up on the highway and they get pulled over by a Stadie.
Oh, fine.
You know how weird Stadies are.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And it's just GoPros filming them. There's not like a full camera crew. And so Chris Rock is like, Jerry, I ain't playing around. I get a little freaked out. He goes, you're going to see how different cops act around black people. And it's funny. They're kind of
That's awesome.
Like the State Patrol kind of acts real serious, doesn't recognize right away that it's Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock. And whose car is this?
Right.
Sir, the individual, whose car?
Those
but like Chris
amazing.
Rock, when you're at the cafe, he's like, I'm just happy to be out of the house.
He's got a lot of kids.
He goes, do your kids ask you to talk at school, like at school function? And Jerry's like, all the time. Everybody wants me to get up and talk. He goes, you know, I get paid to do it in real life. Chris Rock, like, me too. You want to hear me talk? Well, take us to my show.
There you go.
It's so good. The Louis C.K. One is one of the best ones if you're a fan of Louis C.K.
Okay, so
comedians,
this is going to Netflix.
Well, because there's such different kinds of comedians. Jerry Seinfeld and Louis C.K. are such different animals in their comedy. And then, but also we're going to get two.
And the Obama one.
Standalone specials.
Oh, that
yeah.
Obama one's great.
The Obama one's really neat. He goes to the White House.
They drive around the circle.
Yeah, the Secret
He's
Service.
He's knocking on a window.
Secret Service won't let him leave the property.
Oh, heck no. No surprise that Bella Hadid is upset about ex-boyfriend The Weeknd dating Selena Gomez. Part of it is, according to sources, it's because it happened so dang fast. They say, of course, she's hurt and angry that he's moved on so quickly. Whoa. But now it is turning into a sexy picture body off on social media. You know, Selena Gomez unveiled that sexy photo of her like, what? Staring at the mirror with a teeny tiny gold thong.
Well, now just her being her, right? It looked like it was some kind of Photoshop with that photographer.
Yes. But Bella Hadid, for her part, now has posted an Instagram pic of her looking like, what? In a one of those high-legged one-piece swimsuits, like a skimpy one-piece. And, you know, she's looking all fit. So I don't know. I guess The Weeknd just gets to sit back and enjoy
watch.
The fireworks. I know. I'm like, ladies, this is not how we handle this situation.
God, how funny is that?
I love this. Matthew McConaughey. He did a new interview and he reveals that he used to have stick straight hair until he got a perm when he was 15.
Who's this?
Matthew McConaughey. He said in 1985 he got a perm and since then his hair has never been straight again. He's like, I don't think it's ever gone back to being straight since I got that perm.
He's
got a terrible bald head wig on in that movie that's, I think, comes out this weekend, Gold.
Okay, that is out this weekend.
You've seen
the
trailers? It was an 80s, like another one of these Ponzi schemes.
Yeah.
They conned a ton of people into thinking they had made a gold discovery, and they never did, and they were making money off of their stock.
What a bunch of jerks.
Position.
Big old jerks!
Gold hits theaters the 27th, so next week.
He's weird bald. He's got that bald look like Tom Cruise did in whatever the hell that was.
Oh, when he was doing Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, Tropic Thunder.
Except he had those big sausage hands, too. Those things were really creepy. That got your attention. You're like, what's going on with his prosthetic hands?
And the dance that he did. I mean, how weird
was all that?
Brought
him back, though. Like that, he was Les Grossman.
Yes.
Les Grossman.
And he was offering a G5 aeroplane.
Put him back on the map.
Playa. Starts dancing to Flo Rida, Apple Bottom Jeans.
White Big Men D. Can't Jump.
Big D Playa.
Remake is in the works.
What? Really? I like the first one. That was a good one.
I guess the creator of the ABC hit show Black-ish has teamed up with the Los Angeles Clippers,
take a break.
A couple NBA players, including Los Angeles Clippers Blake Griffin and Carolina Panthers Ryan Khalil. For the project, it fall under the overall film deal that he inked with Fox back in September. But I guess, you know, the original film, it starred Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, you bet. White Man Can't Jump.
I know. Famous. I recently, over the weekend, HBO had Now You See Me 2 on.
It's on like crazy.
And Woody Harrelson is in that. And it's really funny because he plays his twin brother. So he gets to play two different parts in this. And he's so funny. He plays the twin brother who has like a crazy head of like curl fake hair. Uh-huh. And they're two identical twins that hate each other. And they both, you know.
I think Woody Harrelson likes to wear wigs.
He loves to wear wigs. He's like dripping with effeminity. Like he is just, and he's got like fake teeth. He's got a crazy big old smile.
What is it? Is it good? What is
it's
it about?
It's not bad. I mean, did you see the first one?
You now had you him see, me? See Party's intrigued by the wig. Because Party's intrigued by wigs.
I like wigs.
I think there's a lot of guys out there that quietly wish they could wear, they would wear a wig.
If you can get away with it.
If nobody called them out on it. Like if you could, if you and the sweet Wylene had to disappear and restart in Seattle.
Yeah.
You'd be so excited.
I think you'd reinsert with a wig.
I could. If it was good enough.
And sadly, the only one that would know it'd be a wig is the sweet Wylene, and she would have to deal with it. Like you pose her and you're like, I like it.
Looks
like the
good.
Guys who wear those golf visors with the fake
those
hair.
Those guys drive me crazy.
It's supposed to be a joke, and then now they're really kind of trying to wear it on Husker game days.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad for humanity. I lose faith in humanity and in men. I'm like, come on, we're men. We invented fire.
It's all right to lose a hair.
Bad. Like, yeah, just let it go, dude.
Think about the hat hair. Is it?
You're bald.
Who's not
his,
real.
Who's his character in Haymitch? Haymitch Abernathy's hair in Hunger Games
he
is terrible.
It. Oh, he's got, but he gets to wear a wig, so he's super happy.
Oh, yeah.
He likes hair pieces. It gives him range.
Oh, yeah. It does. It really does.
Because in the movie Now You See Me, he plays these twin brothers, and one has crazy curly hair, and then the other one always wears a hat. And so it's like he always has got something going on with his head.
Do you wish if your husband was going to have to go to the wig, Molly, what would you want?
What kind
long,
of wig?
Yeah, short. What kind of long, short?
Oh, I think it'd be hysterical if he went and got like a total, like, I am Thor. Look at me. Yeah, crazy.
I mean,
like
out of hilarious. I mean, that's just funny. But I mean, we're talking a little bit more serious. Like, that's hot.
Oh, no. For serious? Like, if he was really going to get like a piece and try to like transition as if it's normal.
Uh-huh.
I guess just like his regular cut hair. But I'm saying if you were really going to like go for broke, I think it would be really cool to have like emo hair. Don't you remember like when Garth Brooks had that alternate?
Chris Gaines.
Yes.
It's terrible. I mean, no, but when men go to wigs, they don't hold back.
No, they don't.
Oh, they're not
just
afraid.
Just shoot the works. It's like, it's just like when we have a midlife crisis and buy a car. Nobody goes and buys a Honda.
Yeah, nope,
they buy a Ferrari.
Sure.
So the Chris Gaines was the terrible douchey Ferrari of hair pieces.
Yes.
And that's what you want Peter to have, bangs? Like, you got to get nutty
yes,
with bangs.
Yes, you got to get bangs.
Haymitch had terrible bangs.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to, if you're going to embrace it, go all in. Have the hair that you never had when you had hair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I don't have hair.
Right.
And I don't want the hair that
like,
I had.
Remember when Jimmy Fallon had bangs during the open of the Golden Globes?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Timberlake had to knock it across, knock it away?
That's right.
Because he had the Ryan Gosling hair bang.
That's the kind of hair I would want. It's like the Ryan Gosling type hair. You know,
you're a wig man.
People's Choice Awards.
Wig fantasy.
Living out loud. Tonight, the People's Choice Awards are on CBS, 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's right.
It's where the people get to vote on.
Do you guys watch that crap? Or is that a good
by accident?
Well, when you sell it like that, how can we not tune in?
When we trip on the channel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we'll probably talk about it on the show.
Oh, shoot, I should probably watch that.
The People's Choice Awards. Didn't we give away tickets to it? I think we probably sent a listener
to it. I'm sorry I called it crap then. Yeah, I don't know.
What excitement is coming out of that?
Nothing.
Just people get to vote. They hand off this crystal, you know, like flamey-looking statuettes to them.
They go, thank you, people.
Award season.
It's a popular competition.
Popularity contest.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Man, we still got plenty of cold left.
Wow.
Think about the people that don't have coats and don't have enough warm stuff. There's a great cause going on. And we've got Jennifer Zeppelin from KMTV, one of our fabulous meteorologists who got us through the ice storm.
Yes.
And
Thank you, guys.
You're passionate about this coat drive with Nebraska Furniture.
You know, I really am. You know, even though temperature's warming up to above normal, some 15, 20 degrees above average, don't let that fool you. I mean, there's a lot of folks that are in need this winter season. And we're really just through the middle part of winter. So, I mean, we're not even through sometimes the worst of it. February and sometimes March can be just as nasty.
And try going out there without a coat right now. You're going to be cold real fast.
Just a coat, you know, even gloves, a scarf, a hat. You know, you're out there for just any extended period of time. And especially when we get these cold temperatures, it really does hurt.
Yeah.
And it's some of those neighbors in need. So we have partnered up with Nebraska Furniture Mart and Heartland Hope Mission. And Heartland Hope Mission will distribute whatever we collect here through Monday.
Okay.
Now, we have a big coat drive, along with all the other items that we'll be talking about here in just a moment. It will be taking place at Nebraska Furniture Mart this coming Saturday between 11 and 2.
Okay.
Craig Negrelli will be joining me, along with really a lot of our Action 3 News staff and even other folks here from KMTV. So what we're looking at is the electronics area. We'll have it all sort of staffed and manned there with some buckets to be able to collect the items. So some of the specific things right now, as we've been talking about, the coats, the hats, the gloves, the scarves, even boots.
Okay.
You know, a lot of folks sometimes don't even have those necessary things.
Don't have
the money, you know, to do that. So it doesn't have to be new items.
Okay.
So that's the key thing here.
It could be gently used. Okay.
And again, when you look in your closets, come on, folks. I know that you're raising your hand. And I'm just as guilty.
Right.
I've got, you know, a bazillion coats.
I don't know why I'm not a hoarder. Why do I collect these things? They don't even fit me anymore.
Well, there you go. So I'm holding you to it that you're going to bring in some of those items.
Absolutely.
And help our neighbors in need and let them be warm.
You know, you ought to bring some when you guys are out there on Saturday at the march. You guys ought to do a little visual awareness and have Negrelli just not wear a coat or gloves or hat.
Have him in the parking lot stand like in a bucket of water.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't that visual right now.
Yeah.
Even though I love Craig to death and I love working
with
him.
He's a hockey player.
Yeah, he can do it.
He is. So I'm sure he can.
Yeah.
I'm sure he can in a bucket eye. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We'll see.
He can wear his skates.
He could. And I told him he should have probably pulled those out the other day and use them to get from A to B.
Is there a way that people can give prior to Saturday? So it's Furniture Mart this Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 in person. But what if somebody wants to give now or somebody out of the market wants to give?
If somebody wants to give, what we need everybody to do is go ahead at the Nebraska Furniture Mart and mm-hmm. get several locations, several spots there that they have buckets and bins that say Jennifer's Winter Warmth Drive. And so you can take your items beforehand. If you can't join us on Saturday for that event between 11 and 2, they're going to have those bins out and have since last week. And it's going to stay in place until Monday, the 23rd.
Is this something you've always done? No matter where you've been, or is this something
you know, we've done
new?
Some similar campaigns like blanket drives and things like that. So, yes, and so this is something that we've just felt very passionate about, especially helping those in need, and so many different items again that we just don't think about. So, even if you don't have a coat in your house and you've got some gloves you haven't worn or don't fit anymore, some of the biggest needs that we have in talking to the Heartland Hope Mission folks is for kids, for the kiddos, and then there was a man who came in the other day who was looking for a specific size, and they didn't have a coat, and they had to turn him away. So, again, if whatever you have, we can fill in the gaps with whatever else is going on. So really just look through everything. Look through your basements. Look through all those bins that you may have or your just general closets and see what you have and just go, hey, you know, do a little early spring cleaning.
There you go.
Why you think of someone who reached out and wanted, you know, needed a coat and they weren't able to find a size. Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
So coats we need, hats, gloves, scarves,
blankets,
boots, you know,
also
socks.
Socks is what
you know.
Keep you warm,
if they were new, I would imagine that would be the not the gently new.
Yeah.
But yes, I would say that you know what, those are things that can keep people warm.
Go buy
I
some
mean,
socks.
Any if you want to get a bundle of socks and put them in there, I know that they would. I mean, they do a great job. So keep in mind, all of this is going to stay in our area. This is not going to be sent out to somewhere else. But this is going to help out our neighbors here to stay warm in the Omaha Metro.
Okay, again, Saturday at the Nebraska Furniture Mart and Electronics Area
from 11 to 2.
Craig Negrelli will be in a jock and hockey skates in the parking lot alone.
I'm going to tell him to. No, actually.
He'll be alone.
Jennifer's Winter Warmth Drive. That's very sweet of you. You know, we just did our diaper drive.
And you guys did an amazing job with that. So it just
1.2 million.
That's just fantastic.
Outpouring in this community. People really want to help.
You know, and I have to say that that is something that I've been just blown over by, is that, and I've worked in a lot of markets, and each one is generous, but for some reason, there's something about Omaha where Omahans, they really, really rally around any kind of major effort, and that's a perfect example like what you guys just
did. So what we see is, you know, our diaper drive is aimed at moms and kids, but you see these people that show up and they give to the diaper drive and then they're like, now what? What's next? Who else? That's why we sometimes get people bringing us blankets and clothes and stuff we didn't ask for. Because
they want to help.
They're looking at an even bigger picture. Okay,
but that's
next?
Just tremendous.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is
cool.
It's not just the one time. I mean that they want to keep giving, and I think that's the remarkable part. And that's what you see a lot in this community.
Yeah,
which is
a community that completely takes care of each other. I know it's weird and odd. I've always felt that way, and I'm from here. We're all from here, but it's nice to be a part of a community like that gives.
So this Saturday, if you're lucky enough to get to go to Fernie Mart and shop, and we all love buying stuff, electronics, go getting a TV. Mm-hmm. If you're not physically bringing coats, hats, gloves, or scarves, go say hi to Jennifer and Craig and then throw money in a bucket.
Sure. And, you know, we will take donations to the Heartland Hope Mission is who we are partnering with again in Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Okay. Good
Thanks
to see
so much
you.
For jumping on.
Good to see you guys, too. Thanks for having me on.
How long have you been in Omaha now? How long has it been now?
A year and a half.
A year and a half already. Jeez, yeah. I remember the first day you came on. It's been a year
Goes
and a half.
Goes by fast. Already? I know, isn't it crazy? It's crazy.
Holy smokes. Yeah,
clicking away and, you know, yeah, it's been a wonderful experience. I tell you what, if I didn't, this winter season though is it's been a challenging one for us. So
we're all tired and we didn't have to do the stuff you guys did, but like all the on air guys, it seemed like a long extra week because of the stress of Sunday night and Monday, but you were on.
It just kept going on. I mean, because we had been talking about this storm coming
days.
Together since, you know, like last Monday, Tuesday. So a week from now.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're talking about something, you're kind of getting ramped up for the whole thing. And then it finally arrives. Now we're on the backside and then I kind of breathe a little bit. Well, now I'm looking at another one that could be coming in about a week. Bringing in another chance possibly for a wintry mix and snow right around Tuesday, Wednesday. So it gives me a little break in between right now, right? I don't know.
Jeez.
That's what we signed up for, though, you know?
It is. Well, thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you, guys.
Jennifer Zeppelin, okay. KMTV Action 3 News. It's this Saturday, Jennifer's Winter Warmth Drive at Nebraska Furniture Mart, Saturday from 11 a.m. until 2. Go say hi to Jennifer and Craig and a bunch of KMTV folks. Raising stuff for people that need coats.
I'll be there.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now.
Channel
941.com.
935. All right, so we're giving away a trip. Teamed up with Action 3 News. Channel 3. Go to the Grammys. All right, trip includes hotel, airfare, the Grammy Awards tickets, Grammy After Party. Tickets. There's a Grammy Museum. We'll give you tickets to that as well. A little bit of spending cash. So this is a huge trip. It's Exit Omaha 77. It's hard to believe we've done 77 of these trips out of Omaha. But yeah, this is the big one right now. Now, it's pretty simple on how you get in on this drawing because we're getting people qualified every day, Monday through Friday, for the next 2 weeks at 7 a.m. and at 4 p.m. All right, so what you need to do is easy. You watch, you listen, you call up, and you get qualified to win. Simple. So we want you to watch Action 3 News at 10 o'clock tonight, and then they'll tell you what song you're listening for. And when we play that song at 7 a.m. hour and the 4 p.m. hour, call number 9 gets it on a trip. So it's easy. All right?
You make it sound so easy.
Mm-hmm. Can it be any simpler to do this? I mean, just to think about how many people we're going to get qualified and who's going to win it. I mean, the odds of winning this thing is great, and it's right here locally. So if you want to win a trip, and a sweet one at that, we've done this for a few years. This is one of the mother loads that we do all year. You know,
mother load.
Mother load.
You can hit it.
You can hit the baby load, the mother load, whatever it is.
Go to the Grammys.
So
after the Grammys is the after party. After the party is the hotel lobby. We got room keys.
Who knows who
I want to go
into.
To there.
Yes. Everybody listening, I'm sure, wants to go to somewhere, especially after dealing with the last week in weather. So, yeah, just that's all you got to do. That's all I'm saying. And if you DVR, you got that. DVR the thing. And then just got to zoom through it because, you know, 7 in the morning, tomorrow morning, we're going to be playing that song. And then it's up to you and whoever who paid attention enough to get the name is going to win. So,
and you're going
to
wish that it had been you.
Now, what if somebody told you, you heard me giving advice, just record the Big Party Show and then zoom past all their yippity-yapping and get to the good part.
Yeah,
you'd be hurt.
That.
You would be hurt.
Yeah, but that's life.
There's
life
a
is
lot
full of hurts.
There's a lot of delicious content on the KMTV news, but if you don't have time.
We get it.
Don't have
fast
time.
Fast forward to the part.
I'm just saying, if you go
can
to
rewind,
bed.
You can go back and watch it later. You can go watch those news stories. You can watch that weather with Jennifer Zeppelin.
I'm just saying, if in fact let's say you go to bed early, like 8 p.m.
I do.
Like old lady Molly.
Like I do.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
What time do you go to bed? Honestly,
I try to get into bed a little after 9, and I probably lights out after 10.
Oh, my golly, God.
Oh, late, I'm out.
I do a lot of reading. That's where I do, like, a lot of my...
I got half the night left at that point.
Catching me up. Yeah, but I'm exhausted by that point. I had two people that are talking my ear off till 8 o'clock at night. Like, at that point, I'm just like, silencio. Okay. I just...
Are those the voices in your head?
It is. It's exhausting.
That's naughty.
Waiting for her meds to kick in.
I know. I wish. Woo!
Well, Jeff's got a couple people. He's got him, himself, and him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the bigger piece of steak?
Ooh.
Don't even think about it, me. Oh, I'm sorry, myself. Were you saving that for I?
I texted him last night what movie he was watching, if he's watching any movies. He said he was making spaghetti, and I instantly was like, I hate movies, man.
This is like your 17 days.
I wasn't making spaghetti. I was eating spaghetti.
Oh, you're eating it.
You've been eating spaghetti for like a week now.
It's so delicious.
Well, it's on Sunday, and I'll be eating it till...
till it's gone.
Till probably... Wednesday? Yeah. When did I make the spaghetti?
Today's Wednesday.
No, I only made it Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's only made it Monday. So 2 days of spaghetti. We'll probably get
but
4 days
out
wrong,
of it. You know, there's nothing better when you get to that point of having a cold, when it's coming down to the end, having a cold spaghetti sandwich. That's fat guy
That's
talking
disgusting.
There.
That's disgusting.
You get two pieces of white bread and you know, I don't know if you mix the noodles in with the sauce, but then you just clump that in between the two slices of bread and you just chow down on
Gross.
It. Yum,
man. It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good as is.
Oh.
So, I had a meatball sandwich yesterday.
Good stuff.
Because I also, I don't know, we didn't talk, but somehow Jeff and I communicated like separated twins or something, and we both went all in on the spaghetti dinner, and of course, like, everybody had one plate, and they're like, I'm good. And I'm like, no, we still have so much more. And they're like, no, I'm good. So I've been eating meatballs for the last 3 days.
You know, people always try and sell the fact that you can freeze leftovers, but
man, I don't know about that stuff.
Every time you put it into the leftover category, you're really, at least me personally, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, when are we going to take this iceberg out and put it in the trash can four months from now?
The
survival rate of anything getting frozen is probably 99% death rate.
Yes.
If I put all that spaghetti sauce into a big bin to take space,
yeah.
I'm going to unthaw this in May.
You're not.
You have to be committed to it.
Not,
I mean, I've done it, but it's, you know, been an effort.
But how do you make spaghetti single batch style? I mean, you can't really
make...
You put
it in Ziploc bags.
I mean, that's
the big deal.
When I originally make you know, let's say I'm going to make spaghetti, you can't make enough for one.
No, you can't.
No.
You got to make a pot.
You got to make a pot, and you got to live by that pot and eat the whole damn thing until you're done.
I mean, is it really bad for you? Is there anything bad? What Molly's the health nut. What's bad about spaghetti?
Lots of carbs. I mean, it's sort of like it doesn't really do anything for you. I mean, it's just a lot of heavy eating.
Sauce.
I mean,
the sauce and the meat.
I'm only going to eat two meals a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's legit.
Okay.
I will eat spaghetti for some kind of lunch, wherever that lands, and it'll be dinner, wherever that is.
Yeah.
So two plates of spaghetti per day.
That's a lot.
That's delicious.
That's a lot of,
you know what
that's
that
a
is,
big
Mom?
Carb
And it's
load.
Bread.
That's living. That is
you're not
living.
It's not like, but of course you got to have it with bread. You got to sop up the sauce. Exactly. It's tons of empty calories.
Oh, but so delicious.
It's so good. Trust me. I love it. If I could eat pasta every day, I would, but my genes say differently.
It's so good
What's
for
your
you.
Genes
it's
say?
So good
my
for you.
My genes are like, dude.
That I thought I was
cool
having
it.
A heart attack. While I was making a plate of it.
You should probably stop with the spaghetti. That's a sign, my friend.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
On Tuesday for lunch, the rollout for the lunch Tuesday was paused by maybe a heart attack. I'm not
lying.
Oh, my
gosh, a cardiac arrest.
I took two aspirin. I was like, you're probably just freaking out. But, you know, if it is a heart attack, you know, aspirin's supposed to be a good thing. So I found aspirin and took two of them.
To power
and then
through.
Tried to calm myself down. Breathe.
Uh-huh.
Breathe. Breathe. And then the episode stopped, and I ate plate spaghetti.
Ate plate spaghetti, yeah. Power through, my
Haven't
friend.
Had any problems since. So
sounds...
if you find yourself having a heart attack...
Aspirin.
...during your spaghetti...
Crush some aspirin in there.
Crush a couple aspirin in there, and you power through.
Just power through it.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel 941.com.